Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI AM 640. Bill Handel, Morning Crew. Thursday, June 17th. Congress just passed the law making June 19th a federal holiday. Juneteenth, celebrating the last of African-American slaves who were told they were no longer slaves, even though they hadn't been slaves for a while. It basically is just recognizing the end of slavery in the United States. Also, we're in the middle of a heat wave, completely insane. And in the middle of a drought, major drought, and now the heat wave, which is going to add to the drought. So flex alert coming in tonight at 5 o'clock. I saw a commercial yesterday that I've never seen before. I would think I was watching, I don't remember what channel I was watching. And Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, who does his own commercials, is looking at us, of course, looking at the camera, and saying, even though a lot of retailers have dropped MyPillow, you can buy direct, and then he goes through the whole thing, recognizing that most retailers, I mean, the major retailers, Target, what other stores? I don't know if Costco had it, probably not. Walmart carried MyPillow. They all said, we're done. Kick them out. And why? Well, because, first of all, Mike Lindell is crazy. Not only is he and was an advocate Trump supporter, he bought into all the conspiracy theories and was very public about it. And these corporations wanted nothing to do with this guy and his company. So he goes, let's go direct and buy MyPillow. And I know people that will never touch his pillow because of the political aspects of this. And therein lies a story. And the story is about corporations and getting involved in politics. Heretofore, it used to be, until very recently, I'm talking about within the last few years, corporations would never get involved in any kind of political statement. It just wouldn't happen because of legitimate business interests. They're not going to get involved in Democratic, Republican politics, issues like gay rights. They're simply not going to do it because corporations thought, it's a no-win for us. I mean, if we get involved, let's say we come out in favor of gay rights in some way or another. Either we give money to gay rights organizations or we run commercials that feature gay people, which, by the way, everybody does now. Every couple out on commercials are mixed race couples. Have you noticed that? That's all you see. There's no such thing as an all black or all Latino or all white couple on TV anymore. It doesn't exist. It's always mixed race. Why? That's a political statement from the corporations. They're making political statements, which never happened before. I mean, the world has changed. When we talk about how we think differently and how quickly we're changing perceptions and views of society and recognizing systemic racism and recognizing the history of this country, it's a whole different animal. And particularly, and this is an example, because the last bastion of non-involvement, of staying neutral, is the major American corporation. I mean, you don't see Procter & Gamble ever coming out with some kind of a political statement. So what's a political statement? I mean, they don't come out, of course, and just in the end of their commercial, just a big banner saying, we believe in gay rights. No, that's way too blatant. It's a little bit more subtle than that. But That time has come. And for those of us that have been listening to commercials or looking at print ads or listening to radio, you shake your head and you go, really? That's what's here? It is now a corporation guessing which side to go on. Oh, it's fairly easy to guess. Or staying silent. And that is a political statement. I'll explain more of that when we come back, and I'm going to give you some specific examples. This is KFI AM 640. Let's check in with Layla Muhammad in the KFI News Center. And welcome back. Bill Handel here. Thursday, June 17th, middle of a serious heat wave. Flex alert hat. Excuse me, been issued for tonight, 5 to 10 p.m. Bring your thermostats up to 78 degrees. Don't use appliances because, well, the grid can't take it. I talked about the commercial I saw yesterday, which I've never seen before. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, is up there doing his commercial, which he always does, and said, retailers have thrown me out, so please buy direct. Retailers are throwing me out. Yeah, because he made a political statement. Now, he is way out there. Not only is he a Trump supporter, but, man, he buys into the conspiracy theories. And, I mean, he is clearly making political statements. But let's talk about major corporations, because they're now making political statements, too. Look at the commercials. You don't see anything but mixed race couples anymore. And you see gay couples. There's one commercial for one of the pharmaceuticals where you have two guys, one black, one white, of course, and they're kissing each other, showing what love is about. I mean, can you imagine that 10 years ago? And so all of this is about making political statements, because obviously the manufacturing company, the pharmaceutical company is saying, we believe in gay rights. We believe in diversity, because look at the couples that we put on TV, mixed race. And therein lies a problem. That's a dilemma. And here's why. It used to be that companies were totally neutral. They would never, ever make a political statement of any kind. And now they don't even have to make political statements, although they do. The commercials, giving to major organizations, Black Lives Matter, gay organizations, et cetera, Hispanic organizations, and making it public. So they're now going public. Why? Because they have to. Because if they don't, then the backlash gets real. They call for boycotts, reputation of being a racist organization. Even remaining silent makes its own statement in light of what's going on. How can you dare not recognize, for example, that we have systemic racism in society? And what can you do about it as a corporation? Well, we'll do our commercials. We'll certainly engage in diversity in our corporation in terms of hiring, in terms of promotions, et cetera. It's whatever the corporations can do to keep up with our changing views of America. I mean, it is now, instead of the corporations controlling their message, now it is what's going on outside that's controlling the message. That is new. And we're talking about organizations like, small ones, Citicorp, right? A $40 billion company. As a matter of fact, there's an example of Citicorp that I want to bring up. And Citicorp has a bunch of spokespeople, and they had a pro golfer Justin Thomas on its endorsement roster, and they decided to keep him, which is totally unique because anybody else would have tossed him out. And why did they decide to keep him? And by the way, every other supporter, every other endorsement that he had was gone. Like, for example, Ralph Lauren Corporation cut its ties with Justin Thomas, this golfer, because he used an anti-gay slur under his breath that the microphone picked up during a tournament play, televised. And so here's what Citicorp has to do. Do we drop him and make a statement saying we will not countenance an anti-gay statement by any of our endorsers. Or what they did is they kept him as a positive view. They kept him. He used a gay slur or a slur against gays, and they're making a positive. Look what we are doing by keeping him after that. Why? Because they're now using it as a platform for dealing with gay discrimination. So Citicorp is saying, here's why we're keeping him. Now, it's kind of an interesting reverse here. In an interview with the Golf Channel, the day of the tournament, I mean, and it went out, Thomas apologizes for using the slur. I'm extremely embarrassed. It's not who I am. It's not the kind of person that I am. What they're doing is using that gay slur to promote the discussion of gay sentiment or anti-gay sentiment and saying, aren't we good guys? And by the way, it may be legitimate with the board. I have no idea what the motivation is. I'm a cynic. I think of it as all marketing. I think of it as these major corporations looking around, the marketing people looking around going, whoa, what the hell do we do with this now? Do we stay silent? Which incidentally, here's an interesting one. Here's what the marketers are saying. If something happens or and how you react to it is far better than just staying silent. Why? Because reacting to it and recognizing it and doing something positive about it is far better than not doing anything. And that is unusual. That's sort of contradictory right there. You know, it seems like it doesn't make sense. Yet, according to the marketing experts, that's exactly what they should do. So you're now going to see, well, I don't know what more they can do as far as television commercials are concerned. Because they're about as diverse as you can get. As a matter of fact, they're so diverse, I didn't know that there's such a thing as a white couple out there. It's an African-American and a white person. Or it's a Latino and an African-American. Or it's someone Eastern European and an Inuit. Well, you talk about political sentiment, huh? How things have changed. Used to be that the marketers, the companies control their message. Now, outside sentiment. Well, if you want political correctness, and I'm not saying that in a pejorative sense, because I think it's much bigger than that. Depends on which side of the coin you are in terms of being a cynic. I look at this, they're simply reacting to the market. They're just making the best choice, and not... the board of directors, the CEO saying, we have to do something about what's going on with society. I don't buy that for a second. It's look what's going on out there and we have to do minimal damage or we have to engage in showing how diverse we are to sell product, to not offend whole groups of people. Coming up, Tactical Thursday with Brian Suits. Yesterday was the Biden-Putin summit. A lot going on with that. And I'll share that when we come back. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Let's check in with Layla Mohammed.
KFI AM 640.
An iHeartRadio station.
24-hour news. More stimulating talk.
What have we got here? A comedian. You little scumbag. I got your name. I got your ass.
And good morning, Bill Handel, morning crew on a Thursday, June 17th, right in the middle of a heat wave. A flex warning has been put into effect starting at 5 o'clock tonight. Flex alert. And I tell you, we're in the middle of a drought on top of that. A couple of big Supreme Court cases just came down that we didn't have time to dive into, but I want to mention them real quickly. One is the Supreme Court ruled that the lawsuit from the states like Texas attacking Obamacare, that's gone. The states don't have a right to attack. They haven't been harmed. And that was the basis of that lawsuit. So Obamacare is untouched. And the other one, you remember the Catholic Adoption Agency that refused to let gays adopt? Well, the court ruled that's just perfectly fine. That organization and others who refuse to deal with gay people on the basis of religion, right, for religious beliefs are exempt from discrimination laws. And now that it's hard to argue that a Catholic organization is that religious belief is not legitimate. But I'd like to see private adoption agencies just argue that and say, oh, I believe the gays should not have kids or shouldn't be married. All right. Brian Suits. It's Tactical Thursday. Brian, who is heard Saturdays, 8 to 11 p.m., 8 to 10 p.m. here on Sundays at Dark Secret Place on social media. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Can't you hear me? Check, check.
Yeah, you're fine.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, you're fine.
Lima Charlie.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. Big deal yesterday with Putin and Biden. So let's take a military spin with that, because one of the things they actually agreed on is to start talking about arms control, which hasn't happened in years. Let me have you comment on that.
Well, what it specifically is dealing with is that the United States left the INF, the Intermediate Nuclear Forces deal, as was part of the deal, because the Russians violated it. The Russians have developed a ground-launched nuclear system that's prohibited by the INF. And we called them on it and said, you know, you're not fooling us on this. That's a violation. And the Russians never answered and all this. So we said, okay, in 6 months, we're leaving as per the treaty. We're giving you 6 months notice. And the Russians never complied and said, all right, you caught us. You know, we're violating it. They never did. So we left. But it was a good treaty. This was the treaty that saw dozens of Russians sitting in Utah watching us destroy cruise missiles, and then dozens of Americans sitting in Russia watching them destroy SS-18s and other systems like that. It actually worked. Everybody agreed. It was in everyone's interest. Everyone saved money. It was cheaper to destroy these things and maintain them. And so both sides agreed. That was a great model. Let's get back to it. Because the Russians have a history of reading the fine detail or dictating the fine detail that they would sign in a treaty and then developing something just outside. And like, for instance, in the chemical weapons ban, every chemical weapon is listed. The Russians made sure. The Russians said, oh, we have to make sure that all the weapons are listed. And then they developed Novichok as a brand new nerve agent because it wasn't literally listed in the chemical weapons ban. And that's how they do things. And so you have to know that act. But there, but nuclear weapons are expensive, and the Russians agree that let's get back to the drawing table on this, and that's good. It'll take 10 years. It always does, but it's better than not doing it.
Yeah, and I think our nuclear weapons sort of in a different category completely, as opposed to conventional weapons. And when you talk about Russia and Crimea and Ukraine, certainly, there's no chance, even if a conflict arises. I mean, nuclear weapons are, you know, who's going to destroy entire cities and go to war? Either side. I mean, that's kind of.
And that's the point. You know, that's the point of them. You know who absolutely regrets giving up their nuclear arsenal right now in 2021? That'd be Ukraine. They, in 1995 and 96, 97, they said to the Russians, can we give these back to you? Because when the Soviet Union, defenestrated, the Ukrainians were left with a bunch of nuclear weapons. Boy, could they come in handy right now. Putin would not have sponsored this invasion of eastern Ukraine. I guarantee if Ukraine was a nuclear power, this would not. Nuclear powers don't invade each other.
Yeah, that makes sense. So out of this, is there going to be any real success in terms of lowering, on a military basis, tensions? Is Russia going to act differently with Biden? I mean, with Trump, Putin could do anything he wanted and just say, listen, your intelligence community is lying. You believe me. And it was kind of bizarre, especially in 2018 with that summit. Everybody just shook their heads when Trump said outright, my community is lying and Putin, I believe. How different is it going to be, militarily speaking, between Russia and the United States with Biden?
Well, we have to recognize that Putin's goal is to he's already reversed the demographic decline of the Russian people. So they're having more babies. But his second phase is what he's done is to collect all the people called Russians and put them back in a country called Russia, like Crimea. You know, is 90% Russian. And the Russians actually ceded it back to Ukraine in 92. And that's his whole justification for eastern Ukraine and his claims on Lithuania, because Stalin laid these time bombs. Stalin exported Russians, even though Stalin was a Georgian, but he exported Russians, you know, to Georgia and all that. So Putin has been invading the Russian parts of Georgia, the Russian parts of Ukraine, and Stalin put millions of Russians in Lithuania and Latvia. So NATO has to recognize, and I think they will, that, hey, listen, these are sovereign nations. There's an American armor brigade in Lithuania. You're not going to F with it. And that's that. Because Putin's long range, this is the long range thing about Putin is, even though they're doing exercises with the Chinese Navy, the Russian military hates the Chinese. The Chinese military hate the Russians. They hate each other. Putin hates the Chinese. And what he wants the Europeans to recognize is that he's the only European state with a 1,000-mile-long border with China. He's terrified of China. He's absolutely petrified of China. But he, instead of coming with hat in hand and saying, can I be a European now? He's saying, I am Volva the Mighty, see my works, all ye, and tremble, and the whole thing. But he knows down the road, his future in the next 20 years is with Europe, India, and Russia arrayed against China. That's it. He plays the long game.
Right. Yeah, he does. I mean, that's one thing. Yeah, one thing he does, and he's really good at denying, and he's really good at whatism. That's what I got out of it. All right, it was good stuff. Don't go away, because I now want to talk about what's going on in Israel, and I'm going to take a side that I never do, I want your comments on that, too, because of the recent military activity that's happening over there. This is KFI AM 640. Let's check in with Layla Muhammad with the news.
Cal ISO has issued a flex alert today from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., urging everyone to set those thermostats to 78 degrees.
Good morning, Bill Handel here on a June 17th Thursday, as we end the show. Quick word about the heat wave. Flex alert has been issued tonight from 5 to 10 o'clock. 78 degrees on the thermostat. Don't use your appliances tonight. And, it's hot. And we're hopefully to avert rolling blackouts or brownouts. Because the grid just has a very, very difficult time when it's this hot for this long. All right, back we go with Brian Suits, Tactical Thursday. I was going to talk about, let me talk about Israel, what's going on. Because this one is a situation where I'm blaming Israel for what's happening with Gaza. The Palestinians did was react to this right-wing demonstration right outside Damascus Gate, the Arab quarter. And just to provoke, as far as I'm concerned, because, of course, they're anti-Palestinian. I mean, we're talking about a far-right group, you know, but the police came out to defend them, to defend the Israelis. And the Gazanians sent these incendiary balloons into Israel, which burned a few, you know, bushes, et cetera. And then Israel comes back and attacks some buildings. Your take on this, Brian?
Well, you have to respond to intentional incendiary fire starting with disproportional force, or else there's no point. I mean, what's Israel going to do? Send incendiary balloons into Gaza? You know, they don't. And by the way, for people who thought that Netanyahu was a hawk and the whole thing, wait till you get a hold of Naftali Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
Wait till you get a hold of this guy. He is far, far to the right of Netanyahu. Yeah. He's so far right, he has an accusation of a war crime from 1996, which is not funny.
But let me ask you this. When we're talking about this right-wing demonstration, which is guaranteed to provoke the Palestinians. Matter of fact, I'm going to argue it was there to provoke them. The police still back up the demonstrators as opposed to dispersing them. And we're going to protect our people no matter what. A settlement, for example, starts on the West Bank, taking away land, or even when you have evictions of houses where Palestinians have been there for generations. The authorities in Israel simply will not recognize that the Palestinians have any rights. I can't believe I'm actually saying this.
But I mean, you understand that was a legal eviction and people were compensated and all that. And yeah, what they got out of the West Bank is that Hamas decided, who has nothing to do with the West Bank. They decided that too much attention was on the West Bank Palestinians. And they said, well, let's start a war. Let's start some mess with Israel.
Yeah, but that doesn't it still belies the point that it doesn't matter. And by the way, I think Israeli settlements, depending on where they are, I mean, there's a real problem here, as I see. And it's almost a guarantee that the Hamas and the Palestinians are always going to be at war, effectively. Now, I think the people in Hamas are crazy because they send up balloons. Israel comes back with their fighters and unloads bombs that destroy entire buildings.
But, you know, the matters on the West Bank are resolved in the Knesset, you know, where there are still more elected Arabs in a parliament than any other part of the Arab Middle East combined, except for Iraq. You know, there's a legal process for the West Bank. You know, Gaza can go ahead and be all, you know, that Franken country that it is. It's still run by this thugocracy that leeches off of international organizations and then occasionally gets sympathy from anti-Semitic Europe by shooting enough missiles to make Israel retaliate. And all they got to do is recognize that Israel has a right to exist. And none of this happens, but they can't do that because they wouldn't have villas on the Mediterranean if they did that.
All right, Brian, you and I could argue on this one. We could argue forever. Brian, take care. We'll catch you over the weekend.
Yeah, but I'd win, though. So,
of course you would. Especially in your life. All right. Dark Secret Place, Sundays 8 to 11 and Super Hyper Local Sundays. Saturday 8 to 11 at Dark Secret Place and Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. Have a good one, Brian. Gary.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Do I have both of you in the studio?
No, she shot early. She came in too early.
Oh, okay.
She was going to show off her trophies and, you
know. Yeah. So what's going on?
We're
going
to poke a little bit of fun at our TV compadres and their rules for dealing with the heat. I pulled some of the sound from their ridiculous reports this morning about how to avoid the heat. The farther north you go, by the way, in California today is going to be the hotter. In Sacramento, I think the forecast is for 110 today.
Jeez.
We'll talk about there were actually three big Supreme Court decisions that came down today. Two of them are getting all of the attention we'll talk about. And Victoria's Secret has announced a whole new slew of models that are designed to appeal to more women. So we'll talk about who they have decided to have grace their catalogs. I didn't know there was still a catalog, but apparently there's still catalogs.
Yeah, are all of them ambulatory?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah.
That was more. I
know, but that's part of what they're doing is they're saying we're going to appeal to everyone, not just the toothpicks with the aftermarket add-ons.
All right, you got it. That's coming up. Gary and Shannon on a Thursday. Oh, tomorrow, my commencement speech at 8 a.m. I'm back to that one. Every year I do a commencement speech, invited to do so by me. And that's 8 o'clock tomorrow. This is KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.